today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
My body is used to preservatives, used to saturated fats, used to lots of fried foods. It's just processed.
Well, no, well, you're like a regular unleaded guy. Once premium goes in, it shocks the body.
It shocks the body, yeah. And probably
Might be a diesel guy that we're converting to. We're converting to electric.
I might have been running on kerosene. You pay for the opportunity to have the food. That's the way it's structured. And by the way, this is any kind of club situation.
Why do I feel like in America, pay for food?
In America, dues pay you. Ha, ha, ha. What a country.
I was in a casual conversation with someone that said was talking about their membership at Congressional Country Club.
Very one of the best in Washington, D.C.
Yes. And the guy's in his, like, I think, mid-30s.
Lucky?
Sorry.
I just wanted to say that. Lucky?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
There are Mondays that I come in here and I have my act together, and then there are Mondays where I am completely and utterly discombobulated. This is not a simple thing to have happen. I know, I'm going to reverse that. This is as simple as it gets. To screw this up is not difficult. You know what I mean?
What are you describing?
Just
I'm sorry.
Late, running
this is
late.
An audio medium and a video medium.
Just printing things I need
visual.
To print.
I'm a dummy. Video.
And just a little out of sorts.
It's Monday.
Michael, I have bad news for you.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to concentrate with you. I'll try. All right. My son's in playing games to my left.
Well, tell him to take a powder. We're trying to pay the mortgage here.
I understand that. I understand that. Tough dad, tiger mom. But you know, you're not living here. Carla's not here. Carla is out slaying the dragon. My vision's going bad.
Oh, have you heard of Vuity? The new.
I have to try it because all I know is I went on this diet program,
yes.
And the only thing that's really physically happened to me outside of being sore is I can't see. And I don't know what the hell is going on, but I'm drinking my coffee.
So for those at home, I had a big talk with my parents about this. I think they're too old for it, but if you're in your 50s and 60s, this is right up your alley.
Is this something that will help me?
Yeah, Vuity are eye drops for those who need readers, and the eye drops last from 6 to 8 hours. I make no money off of this. I just think the technology is phenomenal.
Well, let's get them as an advertiser. I always say that to Oscar.
The eye drops allow you not to wear readers.
It's exciting. It's exciting. I hope it can help me because lately it's become ridiculous. And I'm going everywhere I look now.
But you're wearing glasses.
I know I'm wearing glasses, but I used to be able to. Oh, now I see you fine.
Okay, gotcha.
And I used to be able to see you fine with these on.
Yeah, I think these.
Now I have to go with my bifocal.
Got it.
You better. Something's got up.
It. Something's up. Buttercup.
Good morning. Let's see. Puyallup, Washington. I think that's the correct pronunciation. Des Moines, Iowa. Rome, New York. Florence, South Carolina, Chandler, Arizona, Waterford Island. I've been to Waterford Island. The beautiful part, the whole country. I love it.
Waterford Crystal growing up? I heard about
there you
about
go.
That.
Waterford yeah, Crystal. Yeah, that's yeah, where yeah, it yeah. comes from. That's wonderful, Oscar. That's really terrific that you got that. Happy Easter Monday. I'm not really sure why they call it Easter Monday. Isn't it, as far as the holiday for the Catholics like myself, a fallen Catholic, and everybody else, isn't Easter it? And then Monday, the following Monday.
Well, today's the White House Easter egg roll. I am aware of that. Is today technically a federal holiday? I looked at the federal holiday.
My son is off of school today.
Yeah. The markets are open today. But yeah, they weren't open on Friday.
No, if we took today as a day, it would be ridiculous. I don't think.
We're not, unless we, because we're not 100% Catholic.
Right.
Right?
You mean, are you talking you and me?
If we were Greek Orthodox, we'd take a week off.
Let me look up Easter Monday.
And that's not a slight Easter. Towards the Greek.
Is it a thing? I want to see if it's one of those manufactured holidays. Let's see. Easter Monday, the day after Easter Sunday, and a public holiday in some countries. It is the second day of Easter Ride. Ooh, what is that? Is that? Do we have bikers around or something like that? Should I call the Harley owners group?
What?
Let's see. Hmm. It is also the second day of Bright Week. I see. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Can you give me a little more background on the Easter Seals? I always wondered who they were and what
Easter Seals were. If I remember correctly, and I'm really working on my memory back, you would buy Easter Seals as stamps.
SeaWorld?
No, Easter Seals. You mean, no, not that kind of seal. Oh, I got a laugh from my little one there. Do you want to just duck over here and get out of your tank for a second? And keep your headphones on. Keep your headphones on and take a pause. Can you take, or are you in the middle of a game right now?
Yeah, he's slaying.
He's playing Fortnite.
Yeah, he's slaying
so
the dragon.
He can't do anything. Easter seals, I think, were, you use them in lieu of stamps, I think, in order to support
they were
charities that supported kids with disabilities.
Oh, I thought there was some sort of charity. Oh,
that's what
aside.
It was. Okay. Easter seals. My mom was like a big part of that back in the day. She was. So welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Great to have you with us. Hope you had a great Easter holiday. I have to tell you that there's a lot happening in my world, a lot of change happening. I don't think I can put quite into words. Since I had hips, even before I had hip surgery, but years ago, I can't put into words the lack of conditioning that my body has experienced. I thought for a long period of time, a very long period of time, that my going out into 90-degree weather and playing 18 holes of golf was somehow physically enough.
Yeah.
Nothing could be further from the truth. I am telling you that Saturday was the day. That's how my weekend started.
First workout day?
First workout day, where it was kind of an assessment, but a workout. And I knew when I walked in, he said, "So, you ready to go?" And I knew, because they're trainers. You know what trainers are like, right? Little masochistic. I know, little sadistic.
Well, they got to get a baseline on you.
Well, they got the baseline on me, and I am on my second day of feeling like my legs are going to fall off my body.
Still on first base.
Oh, God. And the good news is 1 o'clock this afternoon, I'll be doing the same thing. It is now going to be a 3-day-a-week
process. Oh, you're going all in.
I'm going all in because I believe I should.
You should,
I believe it's the right thing to do. But I had no idea. You know, I didn't. So when I got my little assessment, my little nutritional assessment, and I stand on this machine, it turns out that if you've ever seen video of a horse giving birth to a baby horse and it comes out with those little spindly legs, I have a very fat man's torso on top of those little bird legs that are, no, they don't look like that. But underneath what appears to be a very attractive leg, and I have to be honest with you, what did you die? Did you die in your game? Oh, okay.
Did it just rage out?
Oh, I made him laugh. He has got a sense of humor. So I'm playing to an audience
spindly
here.
Spindly legs.
So underneath what is all appearances. By the way, I looked at my legs.
Yeah.
I looked at my legs like somebody might look if they were,
you're like SpongeBob SquarePants. You're all
sponge. The machine told me it was something like 28% of where they're supposed to be.
Oh, no. That is SpongeBob.
So,
man,
I remember this even when I was working out, Oscar. I remember my lack of enthusiasm for the squat or the lunge or any, and then throw in the fact that I've had two pieces of metal put in my body and that area hurts. And so neglect has been the theme. And so all we did was really work on the legs, and the sorest part of my body, as we sit here on Monday morning and tape this show, the sorest part of my body is the hammies.
So
my hammies are on fire.
Your legs are all show, no go.
That's it. And I thought, foolishly, that carrying around this mass and walking up hills and down hills would be enough. No, because it makes sense to me. The last time, as soon as I got that assessment, I was walking around. Like, I'd be walking around at a Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'd be walking around, you know, the neighborhood here. And I was never into the whole walk, walk, walk thing, like so many people are here. And it made sense to me that when I would take a bunch of steps, it would be, you know, kind of a drag. So that's what we're for. One day a week, we will work on upper body.
The guns.
Upper body. I don't know if it's the guns, but that's it. And, you know, this trainer guy has been, he's a martial artist. He weighs 4 pounds.
Yeah. Great abs.
You know, he's waif-like. Yeah. He's not in a, he's like good trainers. He's thin and all muscle, but he doesn't, but he looks like he's going to die. You know what I mean? It's just one of those situations where he's like waif-like.
You know, I got you.
He looks like a hockey player in the last series of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
He's dehydrated.
But there's no,
there's no puffiness. There's nothing. It's all skeleton and bones.
There's no and muscle. It's all muscle. It's all muscle. And I'm in there, and I think it was maybe 10 minutes before the waterworks turned on, and I was
you started weeping.
No, I'm talking about sweat.
Okay.
Not weeping. Weeping because I'm so out of shape. No, I can't do this. Michael, come over and say hello to Oscar at least before you leave. All right.
Hi, Oscar.
Hi. How are
Enjoying
you?
Your day? Do you have a good Easter?
Yes.
Do you, are you happy now?
Uh-huh.
Just hanging out with old dad?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did you watch dad work out at all? At the place on Saturday, a little bit?
Just a little bit.
Okay, see you later. He wants to go. Where are you going now? What are you doing? You need to go to the bed. Well, thank you for telling. I appreciate that. Yes. Lovely doing the show in the home. But anywho, so now it's just he said, you know, are you all in? And he said, well, there are two ways this can go. You can come in 2 days a week for an hour and we'll, you know, rest in between. Or you're going to come in 3 days a week for a half an hour. And we'll go balls to the wall as soon as you get here. And so I have that to look forward to today. That's what I'm going to be doing 3 days a week. So there
can,
it is. And,
First, let me say that I love that, just like me, when you're in, you're in.
Yes.
So you're going all in. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Two, I don't want to steal your thunder, but will we have a chance later on to talk about little Michael's big night on Friday night?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You can do that because that was pre-workout, and I will tell you that he already, in my estimation, is a better athlete than I am. I'm working off of memory. When I remember little league coaches with me trying to change things constantly, and I now know that the reason they're trying to change things is because the results weren't what they wanted.
Well, they were making adjustments.
I played baseball through JV high school. So I actually liked the game, loved the game, and then I got cut. and getting cut, by the way, that's in my yearbook, pet peeve, getting cut, because it was the worst day of my high school career.
You're devastated.
It's the baseball is what I always wanted to play. Baseball to me was the coolest sport. I loved baseball as a giant Red Sox fan. And the way the story goes, according to the coach, although they might have been able to keep me at another position, I was a first baseman. And the first baseman for our team, the starter, who was also in my class, was a Connecticut Valley All-Star first baseman, guy by the name of Scott Lockwood. And the pitcher was the backup first baseman when he wasn't pitching. And his name, his name was Calvin. And Calvin was really an amazing pitcher. So the way it was explained to me, that the depth chart at first base was such that they didn't need me. So I was thrown away.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't ask. I was too busy. Really, you want to talk about the waterworks. Those were the real waterworks.
Devastating. I remember.
Absolutely devastating.
But just for all you movie buffs out there, I hear Calvin. I don't think of Calvin Klein, the designer. Think Calvin Klein from Back to the Future, where Marty goes back and he's Calvin Klein because they see his underwear.
Calvin.
Yeah. Yes.
I remember his last name. I don't remember roommates I've had, but I remember his name was Calvin Sewell.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like a picture?
Yeah, it does.
Big, long, blonde-haired guy. Yeah,
I picture you as a catcher for some reason.
Yeah, because why? Because I'm fat?
No.
Is that why? Is that why you picture me as a catcher?
You're like in high school in shape, but you're
what it was.
Stocky.
No, I didn't, and it was a big deal. I moved on, ended up getting my letter in hockey, and loved being involved in sports. I will tell you that my humble belief is that I am. It's just the way I am as a golfer. I am able to play with good players. I am just not nearly as good by a long leap. There are people that are athletic, and there are people that are not.
Yeah.
I believe as he wastes his body and his brain away on this Fortnite to the left of me that he's sticking his tongue out at me right now, that you know, when he's not doing that, when he's out there, there are only so many kids in this league he's in that can make contact. And I've worked with him enough where I said, you know, one of these days it's going to go over the outfielder's head. And, you know, that's how you get a home run in this league. Mm-hmm. It's you hit it past them and they have to run and get it. And he made it all the way around. And he had his first legitimate home run. Do you have your baseball? Can you bring your baseball in here, please, before you play another game of 5,000th game of Fortnite?
And we,
you get to do.
We're on record that we attribute this to Carlos Fast Twitch muscle fibers, right? Because the O'Maras aren't known for that.
100%.
Yeah.
Absolute.
Yeah.
One. If you saw extended family members at Carla's family reunions, there are some of these men who are made of granite.
I mean,
granite. There's a guy that owns a gym.
Yes.
That's a cousin of hers that owns a gym. And Carla is a, you got, okay. So here it is. Somebody's funny. They said it looked like Babe Ruth's baseball.
Oh, there it is. Look at that. Yay.
Michael O'Mara.
Woo.
Home run. On April 15th, 2022, which I think is pretty darn special.
Wonderful.
Isn't it? That's delightful. So,
congratulations.
Oscar said congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, go back and do your thing. All right, thank you.
We like winners, not whiners. Tell them that.
But it's fun. It was great. And I was there in my easy chair with Mrs. O'Mara. And I went, got up out of my chair, went all the way over to the dugout for a big post-home run hug. And it was very, very exciting. So, and I love when I post that. And people seem to like that because it's a little diversion from their day-to-day life.
Yeah.
And happy Good Friday.
How come you didn't share my winners not whiners line with your son? I thought that was solid.
Winners not whiners, Michael. You got it? Winners not whiners. Right? That's from Oscar. That means you win, you don't whine. By the way, is that your outfit?
That's his outfit for the day.
His Fortnite outfit. No. He wears skins, different skins. Was that it? Were you in a pink bunny outfit?
Oh, it's Easter.
Okay. All right, very good. I'm being distracted by my own son playing a game right here.
This is just like when Beth Ann McBride was in studio.
she would completely sidetrack me. I would be, Michael, I can't do the show if you're going to be tapping me on the arm. Oh, that's scary. Okay, what he's got is a black bunny outfit with a Jason mask underneath it. That is terrifying. All right, I don't want to look at that.
He had to earn that skin.
He had to, or buy it. You know, they do that type of thing as well. So anywho, getting back to the Easter holiday, so it was a week of 23, and I ate plenty of calories. I ate 2,300 calories a day, which for me is good. You know, it's not Paulie Christine's Aunt Mary brunch,
no,
which I would love to sit down at, but once a week, we're allowed a cheat meal.
Yes.
One meal that we have. So that's great because it's something to look forward to. And I've always liked that you can do that. And then, you know, everybody cheats on nutritional programs.
The discipline for the one day, I mean, it's worked. It's worked for professional athletes. It's worked for people that I know and just want to get in shape. But that one day is the day you're supposed to go all out. And I've heard of decadent situations set up for people.
My digestive tract after Easter Sunday is in a bit of a tither right now because the lack of certain, I think my body has become accustomed to, well, let me say the average thing that goes into my body. My body is used to preservatives, used to saturated fats, used to lots of fried foods. It's just processed.
Well, no. Well, you're like a regular unleaded guy. Once premium goes in, it shocks the body.
Yeah. And probably
might be a diesel guy that we're converting to electric.
I might have been running on kerosene. That might be my thing.
You're an international harvester.
That's kind of how I'm chugging along right now. I'm trying to, you know. Hanging in there.
You're one of those classic, those classics that are not governed by the EPA.
Because, right. Because I'm a Buick built in the 1930s. That's what I am right now. I'm trying very, very hard. Now, the actual program yes. itself began on Monday in earnest. So we really didn't have a full week. So I allowed myself the Easter Sunday cheat day, along with my wife, on Sunday. And that's when we went down to Happy Valley. And they put out a very nice spread, you know, and it was very, very nice and lovely. Little moment of embarrassing. I'll get to the food part of this in a second, but I will say that the look of everybody was really, really nice. And I put on school pants and a nice button-down shirt, and I was off. Now, being down in Florida and dealing with restaurants and all those wonderful things down here, you're used to a certain casual atmosphere.
Yes.
But it was nice to see everybody a little bit dressed up. And people really were. There was some Carla looked absolutely lovely.
It's your Easter Sunday best.
Absolutely. I was saying to myself when I left the house that I was anywhere from a golf shirt to one of those Murano shirts, you know, that has the short sleeves. And then I went to an actual long sleeved cotton shirt. I don't wear cotton a lot down here because it's hot. And I thought it was no problem at all. We sit down, mm-hmm. we go into this room, and everybody's there in their finery, sampling the lovely food. It was wonderful.
May I hit pause for a second? Because I'm learning sure. more about this this club / country club / social club world. And I'm only learning about it because I ask questions.
It's really a golf club more than anything.
Yeah, but, you know.
It's got tennis, too.
Yes.
So, you know, it's like, it's.
And I'm only learning about it because I ask questions like this.
Well, I was at another place, but, and I moved to another place because they were more kid-friendly.
Yeah, but I guess at the root, for someone that's never been, and this is the beauty of this show, is you get to experience and learn more about other aspects of life.
Can I say something, Pony, to you, since we don't have Rob here today?
Oh, absolutely.
Rob would be my sounding board. This is when in the bottom of my stomach I start to feel a little bit of dread, because I know he's going down the same Don Geronimo Golden Boy Mike is privileged route that I happen to like golf.
I swear I'm not.
That hammers. All right, go ahead. Continue.
Yeah. Part of the value proposition for these clubs is that these big holidays are catered in a special way, and it's part of going back. Like, you would go to the club because it make more sense, because you're already paying your dues to go and have the whether it be Thanksgiving, Christmas lunch,
many
brunch.
People,
yes,
they do lots of holiday spreads.
Correct. Yes. And this is what shocked me, because I'm so used to just being at home and you just want to be with your family and not with anybody else. But the hassle of putting together Easter brunch at home.
Right.
Is taken away by, hey, we're already paying these dues to the club. We should go to the Easter brunch because it'll be less hassle and it'll be a nicer, situation.
Well, yeah, we're playing the dues, but it's by no means free.
Agreed, but it's part.
You still have to pay. In fact, you have to pay a lot, for this particular spread, for these holiday spreads.
Sorry,
it's not cheap.
I thought that was an economies of scale where it was already built in.
No.
You
no,
have to
that
pay
is,
after you pay?
Oh, my God.
A lot. But it's not, what do you think, that I just pay dues and get free food?
I don't know how this works.
No.
You I pay thought dues this was like a Costco
play,
membership.
Play
once you walk in,
no.
you're like, all right, we'll take care
no.
of this like $1 hot dog
no.
and $2 pizza.
No, no,
oh.
no, no, no.
It's quite the racket.
Well, you've not been a part of this because you don't play golf.
No.
So you don't
no.
know about these
no.
things. I've been playing golf for... since I was 20,
so
my late 20s.
You pay, and then you pay again.
Yeah. Well, you pay for the food.
What are the dues for?
The dues are so you can go out and play golf. You do not pay every time you play golf.
What if you don't play golf?
So, like, if you go to a public golf course.
Yes.
You go to the, you walk into the pro shop, and you lay down your money.
Yeah.
And you pay.
One of those.
You pay that day. to pay. You pay for a round.
Got it.
You don't pay for a round at Happy Valley.
Oh, because you've already prepaid. For that. What if you don't play golf?
If you don't play golf, you have what's called a social membership.
Mm.
And that's where you pay, but you still have to pay for the food.
Wow.
Because you pay for the opportunity to have the food. That's the way it's structured. And by the way, this is any kind of club situation.
Why do I feel like in America... Right. Pay for
in America, dues pay you. Ha, ha, ha. What a country. No, ask me. Obviously, you know nothing about this.
No, this is, and, I'm getting lightheaded.
By the way, Pony, yes. Pony, we will call this Mike O'Mara Life of Privilege Spotlight.
Yeah, Country Club
right?
Corner.
We will call that. Let's hear Country it. Club. Yeah, Country Club Corner. Thank you very much. That's the whole idea that we have.
Right, I really thought that part of the allure for these clubs outside of the sport was the socializing and that fact.
When did you first start dreaming of this moment?
So you thought that you pay dues and you get free food.
I thought it was smart money that said, and this goes back to when I was in high school. When one of my friends in high school, her parents were country club members, and she said, my mom wants me to invite some friends to the club because we have to make the most of our dues. And I was like,
you have to get the minimum. Certain clubs, you have a dues structure, and then you are required to spend a minimum amount of money on food. Pony, don't laugh like it's such a foreign concept,
this
all right?
This seems
for like anybody, because you don't play golf. That's what this is all about.
I took it as, this is 20 years in the making, 30 years almost. I took it as they paid, so they wanted to make the most of the money they paid. So they
you
didn't
think
want
I forced
to waste.
Carla back into the workforce for my own health?
Just rewind a little bit.
I'll rewind as much as you want.
You pay.
This is fine. I'll answer all your questions.
Membership dues.
Yes.
And then on top of it, certain
Two
structures. And then
initiation.
I've heard about that yet.
And then you pay annual.
Great. Now.
And by the way, there are people who literally never leave there. They're there all the time.
That's why I thought it was smart money. Because
it's not smart money.
In the long run, you come out on top.
Why don't you ask me if the food structure there for a specialty event is if you get because you pay dues, you get a break on the price.
Mike, I've been wondering, Easter's a big family meal, and especially if you've got, let's say, a party of five. Would it make more sense? Is that something that, like, you know, we'll take care of all the major holidays because of your dues and your membership?
Right. Yeah.
Or do you have to pay extra?
You pay. When you say pay extra, you have to pay for your food like you would pay at a restaurant.
Oh. Oh. So is the food worth it?
In some cases, yes. In some cases, no. I would say yesterday.
A rack of lamb these days, very expensive.
No, I thought that it was. I will simply answer that question by saying we walked out saying, man, they do it right.
Ooh.
They did it right. It wasn't, I've been to like hotels and stuff that probably had more stuff.
Yeah.
But the way everything was satisfied. Prepared was, it was wonderful. Especially since it was our one cheat meal of the week.
Even better.
However, I never got to the point where, and this is really kind of a lady comes up, one of the ladies that works there. When I sat down and taps me on the shoulder and she's holding a jacket.
Yeah, I knew this was going that way because
I didn't realize. And I fancy myself pretty astute when it comes to knowing the room. I had no idea in the land of Florida casual that I would be in a place where you had to wear a jacket. And then I look around the room and most of the guys are wearing jackets.
Sport.
And if the guys aren't wearing jackets, sport jackets or suit jackets, those kind of jackets.
Yes.
Yeah, not a members only jacket or a leather jacket.
No, no.
Or a Andrew Dice Clay jacket.
I get that. I love.
Hickory dickory dock, where's the brunch? Oh.
Okay. So to rewind for those of us one day. And
can I just finish?
Yeah, yes.
She said, you don't have to put it on. I'll just hang it over the back of your chair, which I thought was kind of a cool move. But I know that the people that are working there aren't going to like go out of their way to hassle a member that's there. So it had to be some person. I think
someone narked you out.
I think I got narked. I think that's the way that stuff always works. Yes, go ahead. Questions. Yes.
Have you ever felt like, hey.
Here we go. Here it comes. Here it comes.
Maybe this game isn't all it's cracked up to be.
The game of golf?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, probably recently more than other times. Maybe recently. But the game, make no mistake about it, the game is as addictive to me as crack would be to a junkie. You know what I mean? I truly love it. I think about it all the time.
And I'm not knocking the game. I'm just...
The game is great.
For me, it feels like you put yourself in such, to the delight of the show and I think our listening audience, in such awkward situations. Because
what type of awkward situations?
Well,
what? The fact that I'm surrounded by people that disagree with me politically? Which really might be considered somewhat of an awkward situation. Yeah. I love the game a lot.
Yes, yes.
That, you got to love the game a lot to sit there and listen
that,
and go.
I think that's why it's such a great game because.
Yeah. And that's also why I out myself and politically and I let people know.
Yeah.
Because I want them to, you know, not feel comfortable to maybe have their same old banter.
You're making about change
who
within.
They like and who they don't like.
You're
you know
embedded.
What I mean?
You're
but
embedded.
It doesn't keep, most of them doesn't keep them from being quiet, especially if a few cocktails are consumed, you know? Really? But there are also people that think like I do there, but they're a minority of
people. I do,
people.
I do. I look, I'm past, thank you for educating me on the Club Dew situation. For
no,
years,
but, it,
I
but
it
what
was
I would
a,
tell
a
you is that on average, like day to day, you probably get reasonable prices. You
what
know
does
what
a
I mean?
Hamburger cost?
I don't remember. I couldn't tell
fingers.
You because I... That's off the kids' menu, toddler. That's what that, you know. No, it's probably what you would pay at a decent restaurant. And for the specialty event, they had a lot of stuff, and so it was more. Like what? Like look up Pony. Look up Easter brunch at any hotel, and what they. Well, I'll do it.
I used to be like $50 when I was younger when I frequent hotels. $80.
Really?
Yeah, I remember it was just expensive.
Per person?
Oh, you know, at the times that we would travel for work, you'd always see, and we're having a special at someone's. It was always like a Marriott Courtyard, so maybe not that nice.
All right, so you know what? Wow. I haven't gone out for brunch in a long time. All right, begins. Boy, oh boy. I went right to, it's expensive. Wow. Okay, so the answer would be, yeah, I guess it is less expensive than other places.
See?
I mean, it's, you know,
you
but I mean, I'm
what?
Talking about one of the high-end
hotels.
Yeah, like
what's a Ritz-Carlton Easter
Ritz-Carlton
brunch?
Naples Easter Buffet take place on Sunday. Seating begins at 2:30. The cost, $149
see?
For adults.
$150.
Hmm.
You're not paying that at the club.
$69 for children?
Yeah.
I'm not paying anywhere near that. And it was really, really good. Okay, so that answers your question, maybe.
Yeah.
Where did I miss that? When did they start charging that? Is it because it's Easter? Is it like every Sunday they charge that type of thing?
Oh, I think it's Easter. It has to be.
Good Lord. Well, okay, so it's like Valentine's Day and all the other holidays and stuff like that. Okay. I don't know. I don't go out enough to know. I really don't.
Well,
I don't go out enough to know.
Because
I don't think. I think most of my Easters have been at home over the last 10 years.
Well, you know, I'm curious. So I've asked this question. I think I asked this question that evening where we went to the club when I was in high school. I said, even back then, I was curious about the economics of the dues. And I think the line that was given to me was by her father that said, in the long run, we came out on top.
I don't agree with that. No, the thing is, the primary reason one would pay dues at Happy Valley would be access to the golf course.
Got it.
That's the reason. If you're there, now if you live in the neighborhood and you're close by and you want to eat there, I'm thinking maybe that's the reason people.
Or a tennis membership.
But the majority of people, for me at least, it's access to the golf course. That's why I'm involved with that.
Are the greens conversations nicer? Yeah,
I was going to talk about how I was made to feel embarrassed because I didn't wear a jacket. And you've gone down this socioeconomic rabbit hole to make me extremely uncomfortable.
He's
dancing around it on a Monday he wants to come in. And
I am not. I'm curious.
Are the greens
nicer at Happy Valley than
a Muni? Than a local public? It depends on the public course.
Okay.
There are public courses that are phenomenally well maintained. There are people because they you know, I guess it's nice. It's
Do you
not-
notice a difference between your old Steady Eddie to your new gal pal?
As far as conditioning of the golf course?
Yes.
Not really.
Oh.
No.
Fascinating.
Be 100% on. Now, the only thing is that there are two golf courses. It's a larger group of people down there. But the biggest change, and I've told you this, the main reason I did what I did is because of my son, because he... because there is a kids camp down there, and there is after school kids camp for golfers where he gets out and he goes, and he smacks the ball around. That they didn't have that at Cocoonville. Can I give you my standard line?
Yes.
I'm walking up with him one day. I'm walking up with my son to the driving range at Cocoonville, and a guy's standing there and says, "Hey, when do they go back?" it's like I had a grandson with me, and I didn't. I had my son with me, my wonderful, beautiful son who's killing people on Fortnite right now. What are you playing? Oh, Roblox. Okay. Yeah. Sorry about that. All right. Nobody's like, are you playing it online? No. All right. Shook his head. He's totally game consumed. Can you show Oscar your headphones, please? No, just keep them on your head. Keep them on your head and say.
Yeah, he's like he's landing a plane. I have the same type of headset. Yeah, thank you. Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. You don't have time.
Keep them close.
This is what's great.
What?
Is that you have not just educated me. You've stopped me from making multiple social gaffes. Because for years now...
Well, what kind of social gaffe would you make in this situation?
Well, you know, I'm a little embarrassed because I just don't know enough about this world. Mm-hmm. But... our business partner, Charlie Burney.
Yeah.
He was the president of the Golf Owners Association of America.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I've got that wrong.
Charlie owns a golf course.
His family does, right? Golf courses of
multiple golf
just
courses.
Wanted to
and one of the clarify. Prettiest ones in Maryland, which is
Queenstown.
You know, down, Queenstown Harbor. Beautiful.
Yeah. 36 holes, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, 36 holes.
One day. One day we will get out there, Charlie.
Well, yeah, I'll watch from the clubhouse. for me, I always felt like the economies of scale for dues. So I knew that you had to pay to be a member, which it makes complete sense. That's just the way, you know, America goes.
Not at Queenstown. I think that's a public track.
Correct.
You can go
but
down
I'm talking about these. Like, I'll give you this. I was in a casual conversation with someone that said, was talking about their membership at Congressional Country Club.
Very one of the best in Washington,
yes, yes.
D.C.
And the guy's in his mid 30s.
Lucky. Lucky. Gave him the Napoleon Lucky. Yeah.
For those in around the country.
I see those guys at places.
Could you explain what Congressional is? Just for people.
Congressional
that don't know.
Is where they've had a U.S. Open at Congressional. It's got, I think, two golf courses as well. It's spectacular. It's such a rare venue that they have major championships for the professionals there. That's how special that place is. Legendary golf course. So that's one of the nicest clubs, in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Congressional, where Congress used to play, and presidents and all that.
Probably all in the country.
Why, that guy that's 30... Lucky. Yes, sir.
And when those conversations come up, I just, you know, I listen. I don't engage because I don't know enough about
that
world.
You've never played the game, so you're
and
not
I've
really
also never
into...
been to I don't know. I just know about it. And
right.
So he continues to discuss this between, it was just me and another person, and he's mentioning who nominated him.
Sponsored him.
Thank you. See, I don't know this.
Because some clubs are so exclusive that you have to have a member recommend you.
Yes.
That's the way that goes.
So you're sponsored. And the level and the way that he was very... I don't know how... There's an art to being casual and humble about this conversation without throwing it in someone's face.
Which I am desperately trying to do right now. As you place me in this land of elitism and awkwardness. You know, there was a time in my life when I made an income.
And the name Peyton Manning came up as the sponsor.
Yes. Really? For this guy in his 30s?
Yes.
Peyton Manning, the Hall of Fame quarterback, yes, sponsored this guy,
yes,
to get into Congressional Country Club?
Yes.
Who is this? Is this a football player?
No, I'm not going to mention it. I'll be respectful of everyone's privacy. I'll tell you off air.
All right.
And I sat there. I'm like, why would Peyton Manning play in D.C.?
Was it drab T-shirt?
No. But then I'm, as a Rube, I'm thinking, why would somebody be a member of a club that they don't live near? It just didn't make sense to me.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, in Peyton's club, a Hall of Fame quarterback would get an honorary membership.
Okay. Got it.
They, you know, you get a Michael Jordan, you want him to be on the roster. So that's a lot of these guys, professional golfers, get into these places all the time without paying dues. Presidents get into these places.
That's what I was trying
dues.
To figure out. Like, that's, how that's does another. That happen?
All right, that's good. All right, we're done with this discussion. Let's go. All right, enough with Country Club 101. We'll take a break. I got news to do, for Christ's sake. Enough of that. God, there was an undercurrent there, Pony, that made me exceedingly uncomfortable.
Just really, waiting really for the did. Drop.
All I was moment. Talking about was, you know, eating my steamship round at Happy Valley. That's all. They told me to get a goddamn jacket. We'll be right back with the homepage.
If you missed the latest bonus show, you missed a lot.
The show is based on actually getting hit in the crotch comedy.
But isn't it funny at the root of it? Grown men in their underwear.
Oscar loves the homoerotic fun.
Well, I love Sebastian Stan.
Have you tried the brand new Isuzu Amiga?
I'm glad I went a full hour without having to pee.
Hello, Rob.
I drove to the dry cleaners. Woo!
The TMOS bonus show is your only chance to get that fifth hour of comedy power, and it's sent to your device every Friday. Try a week, a month, or a whole year. Your support keeps that comedy train chugging. Get your subscription today. Click the bonus show banner now at MikeOmaraShow.com.
I come
Thank
in
you,
peace.
Jim. Okay. Thank you, Jim Amato. Appreciate that. Hey, do you know that one of the most important parts of my show prep every day, right before I come in here, is mixing up this. Ooh. That's my liquid IV.
Mm.
Making hydration a priority helps us all feel better. And liquid IV really is the last thing I do before I come into the studio. I do it, and you feel better on a day-to-day basis. Just one stick of liquid IV hydration multiplier and 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. Plus, liquid IV has incredible hydration flavors like watermelon. Would you like to share the flavors that they have here? They got perfect. Watermelon. What else do they have?
Okay. Watermelon, lemon, lime, grape.
Pina colada.
And my beloved strawberry.
Thank you very much. Plus, it has three times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. It's non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Liquid IV has cellular transport technology. It's the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium to deliver water and nutrients to the bloodstream super fast, especially when you're going to have a big workout at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. They've donated over 20 million servings globally because Liquid IV is out to change the world. I think it's amazing when a company does something like this. Grab Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Experience better hydration today at liquidiv.com, and make sure you put in that promo code TMOS, people.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and BuzzFeed made a list of celebrities you might not realize are in the 60 Club. Hi, everybody. It's a lovely club. Here are the people that are in the 60 range, most of them 60, 61, that you might not. Ralph Macchio, ooh, Karate Kid.
He does not look 60.
60 years old. Michael J. Fox is now 60.
I can see
didn't know that. Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I didn't think of her as 60. Mm-hmm. She's 61. Jim Carrey. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, is 60 years old. Time flies.
On FX this weekend, back to back.
Matthew Broderick, 60. Sheryl Crow is 60. I just don't think of these people as being 60 years old. MC Hammer, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Hammer's been around a long time. John Bon Jovi.
No.
60 years old. Yes. He is 60.
Let's be fair, some of these celebrities, you're like, okay. Like we just said, but others you're like, there's no Julia. I think that some of these celebrities I would have pegged for maybe 45.
Yeah, but I mean, I just think that hearing that 60 is 50, really. It's the new 50 because when you hear 60, it's like, okay, welcome to old age. Julianne Moore is 61. She from a Boogie Nights fame
does not look 61.
Angela Bassett is 63. Here are some celebrities who will be turning 60 this year. Tom Cruise, Demi Moore, Jodie Foster, Ali Sheedy, and like the whole Brat Pack, Emilio Estevez. That's pretty cool.
Tom Cruise, when you see him, he's doing press now for Top Gun 2, right? Maverick. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, if you have not seen the trailer, we used to use this term on a boat all the time, and I will share it here. Steamed up for Top Gun 2 Maverick.
You're looking forward to it.
Oh, I shared it with my entire family. I think they don't share the joy that I do for Tom Cruise and Maverick, but he's in such great shape that you start thinking twice about Scientology.
Wonderfully astute. Thank you. Another Tom Hanks was in Cleveland Friday to throw out the ceremonial first pitch for the Cleveland baseball team. Do you remember the new name?
Oh, I don't remember the new name.
It's the Cleveland Guardians.
I was about to say Defenders.
They had a home opener against the Giants, but he didn't show up alone. He brought a special guest. This is when we do need Rob here, I have to say that. He brought Wilson, the volleyball from Castaway. It even had a Guardian C logo for Cleveland on one side. He also appeared to be remotely controlled because it rolled in different directions and was able to stop on command.
That is cool.
Tom threw the first pitch to Larry Doby Jr. He is the son of the late Larry Doby, a Cleveland Indians legend who was the first African-American to play in the American League. This is the Guardians' first season since they changed their name from the Indians. Tom's been a fan for a very, very long time, since 1977, and he narrated their name change announcement last summer. Remember, we were kind of saying, why is Tom Hanks? Well, Tom's a big aficionado.
Also,
that's it.
Mike, I'm happy that the uproar and the hoopla is not national for the Guardians name change, like it was for the
Commanders.
Yes.
Is it Commanders? Commandos.
Yeah, it's the Commanders.
Commanders. By the way, though, something's never changed in Cleveland. The Guardians lost 4-1. So there you go. That's
womp
that.
Womp.
You didn't hear a lot about it.
No, because they're not a-holes.
Yeah. Yeah, they just kind of did it, and they got it done, and they did it quickly.
Moved on.
C'est la vie. Jack in the Box, this made much more press than I thought it would. Jack in the Box is selling a shake called Pineapple Express for a limited time. Seth Rogen got involved in this. I guess he thought, this is important to Seth. He says it has nothing to do with his movie of the same name. If we did a tie-in, it would have to be promoting those bizarre effing diarrhea-inducing taco things they sell. Oh. That's the quote from Seth Rogen. Guess he was upset about the Pineapple Express thing. Seth's kind of, lately making some interesting moves where you see him in the press.
Look, Mike, you know this and I know this, that fame changes people.
Yep.
And for an everyman, the last thing you want to make fun of is anything from Jack in the Box.
Yeah, Jack in the Box. And by the way, when I was at Marist College, Yoo-hoo, one of my dorm mates, he ate 13 Jack tacos in one sitting. Yeah. And then I had to ride in the car back to Marist College.
Probably cost
all
them $5.
Down Route 9.
It was
phenomenal.
Not for you.
It wasn't phenomenal in that car. Back in 2019, a man in Kentucky, his name was Kevin Burling. He asked then-employer Gravity Diagnostics not to celebrate his birthday because he said he has an anxiety disorder and it would trigger a panic attack. The company ignored him and threw a party for him over lunchtime anyway. Sounds like this might have been they just forgot, and they do it for all the employees. So, yes, buddy, what? I'm in the middle of the news. What? Oh, I love you. Okay, I love you.
Oh,
that's nice.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Aww. Just give me a little tap. That was all. Hey, hey, you know what? I love you very much, and you're a champion, and you're a wonderful boy. Yeah. All right, thank you.
He felt for anyway. Your Jack in the Box story.
he liked that, I guess. Just being a dad and doing a show.
So sweet.
The higher-ups confronted him about... Oh, okay, so they throw the birthday party for him anyway. Naturally, he got very upset. He did have a panic attack, and he left to have lunch in his car. I'm sorry, that should not make
Mike,
fun of
Mike, I know this story. This is phenomenal, and it's also a good cautionary tale to any bosses out there, especially people that want people to come back to their office.
The higher-ups confronted him about his reaction. He freaked out again, and a few days later, they fired him. No. Nuh-uh. Not if he went there and told them. Mm. Kevin sued the company, and now a jury has awarded him $450,000. $150,000 for lost pay and $300,000 for emotional distress, deciding that he suffered an adverse employment action because of his anxiety disability. Mm-hmm. Well, that if you've got it and you go to your employer and say, please don't do it. I have panic attacks when you do that. And then they do it anyway. They're either ignoring the situation or they're just effing with him. And that's bad. For the record, the company stands by the firing, claiming that Kevin became unstable and they were protecting other employees in the event that he got violent. That didn't wash. Kevin told them about his situation, and I bet prior to that birthday crap, he didn't do anything. So there's that, and I side with the guy.
Don't
with the
force
anxiety
a celebration
disorder.
On somebody that doesn't want it.
2,000 single people asked the name the top things that they're looking for when it comes to dating. Good looks did not make the top 10. Here are the top 10 things people are looking for when it comes to dating. Number 10, that the person you're dating dreams big. That's interesting.
Yeah, don't you want someone to inspire you and
it's
and
wonderful.
Push you?
Yeah. I'm all number 9, they have a good job. Yeah, I get that.
Stability.
That makes sense to me. They love to travel is number 8. A nice family is number 7. Great manners.
Mm.
This makes me feel wonderful about the world going forward. Single people who I would assume are younger, much younger. So good manners is okay. Number 5 is good communication. Number 4, a great sense of humor, so that the person who's dating you can make you laugh.
Yes.
Not you being funny.
Yes.
Kindness is number 3. They can make you laugh is number 2. So humor is right there. And honesty is number 1.
Mm.
But on a first date, honesty, it's the usual, you know. You're usually dating Tommy Flanagan.
I just thought about, so I used to open Shannon's car door, probably for the first, up until like the second, third year of marriage, where I was like, oh, this is just.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's very polite.
Do you still
very
do
polite.
That for Carla?
Open her door?
Yeah.
No. No. She's ushering me. You know what?
Is she opening your door?
Would you like to know what our routine is?
Yeah, she doesn't want to know what driving.
Thank you, Pony. But give Pony the dinger. He got it. He skipped ahead. You know what? This is the routine.
Yes.
Walk out of the house, sometimes with Michael, sometimes without Michael. Routine is, Michael will be able to tell you. Michael. Michael. Oh, you're... What does Mommy say whenever we're going to the car as a family? What's the first thing she tells me? Do you remember? What's the first thing she says? I'm...
driving.
Mommy says I'm driving because she doesn't let me drive.
Okay. That's because she knows that if she doesn't say that, then you might just shimmy on over there and get in the driver's seat.
No, she doesn't want me to drive with her. She thinks I'm too uptight behind the wheel. Just another wonderful list of my foibles. And now a little something, something. Authorities in South Carolina said several, God, we're running late, said several incidents have happened recently where a person has assaulted people with a plate of whipped cream. On Thursday, the Greenville Police Department said it was investigating after multiple people were targeted. According to police, a woman was walking on the sidewalk Thursday afternoon while pushing her child in a stroller when a man hit her in the face with a plate of whipped cream. The police department released a picture of the person in question and urged anyone to contact police if they had any further information. Citizens are also urged to be on the lookout for joy buzzers, whoopee cushions, and anyone who might be in possession of a squirt gun. Jesus, lighten up, people. We got to take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to hear about Oscar's Easter.
Yes.
Because he said he had a good one.
Top five.
And he had a good one. We'll take a short break and we'll come back right here. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. And yes, I am doing the show with my son playing Fortnite next week.
Oscar, it is your father.
I listen to The Mike Show.
The Mike Show!
And then,
The Mike Show!
There is a segment on The Mike Show where you talked about me dying and the list you gave me.
I am disappointed in you.
Am I your payaso? So it means, am I your clown? Oh, am I your clown, right, in Spanish?
No. And, am I your clown? Yeah. Oh, my God.
And it sounds worse in Spanish.
Yeah, payaso.
Like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Your brother's being pushy. Tell him to back off.
Say hello to my little friend!
Don't be un payaso. The TMOS bonus show is an extra uncensored hour of La Diversion. Every week, order a subscription today by clicking the banner at MikeOmaraShow.com and you'll have a plethora of the Mike Bonus Show.
Payaso.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program is brought to you by Stamps.com. Our small business doesn't seem small to us. We love to grow, and time is money. Don't waste either with repeated trips to the post office. With Stamps.com, you can skip the trip and focus on how to take your small business to the next level. Stamps.com lets you print official postage right from your computer and saves you money in the process, so you can spend less time at the post office and more time making your customers happy. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been a must for over 1 million businesses. Stamps.com gives you access to all the shipping services you need, plus exclusive discounts like up to 40% off USPS rates and, oh, this number always jumps out at me, 76% off UPS. Mm. All you need is a computer and a standard printer, and you're up and running in minutes. Printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send it. Here's what I want you to do. Stop overpaying for shipping with Stamps.com. Sign up with a promo code TMOS for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. And no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter the code TMOS. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. And I believe, since we were talking about your Easter situation, that your papa has probably been in the country like for a longer period of time than I remember. I mean, this doesn't seem normal.
You've got a great memory, because as usual, my dad comes into town and he beats feet right after Christmas to some may say his other family. I want to tamp down those rumors.
For those of you that are new to the show, yes, Oscar claims that his father might.
Well, now there's rumors. They're terrible, nasty rumors. My father and my mom highlighted this during one of our toasts yesterday, where she thanked him for spending the most time that he has, because who's keeping track? My mom is.
That's sweet.
Within the past 6 or 7 years. We can't even blame it on the pandemic, because somehow he figured a way to squirrel out of here to go help with the mother country in the middle of COVID. So, he's here.
But it's good that she's toasting, that she's...
Yes.
They seem... Yes. Do they seem happier to you?
Oh, they seem
together?
Happier. I think that for my father, who is turning 82, next week, and we are celebrating his we celebrated his birthday yesterday, because my sister flew into town to spend some time with my father before he leaves for Bolivia. He has this accident that he had roughly now a month ago has really humbled him. I alleged that my mom pushed him during my toast, which is
You know, as much as I was excited to say, hey, this is the longest he's been, I realized, well, he had an accident.
Yes,
he's kind of hanging out. He's like recovering, and then he's going to beat feet. When does he head back to Bolivia?
First week of May. First weekend of May.
All right.
Yes.
All right. So, there you go.
As soon as he's 100% recovered, my best Easter top five, and I'll tell you why. First of all, the food is phenomenal. My mom, as you know, is a great cook, and she takes care of everything. I was in charge of getting the birthday cake, so no Florida cake this time. I actually went to Baskin Robbins, and
you got an ice cream cake.
Because my father is a fan of Jamocha almond fudge, as I am.
Good.
And okay. All right. My mom requested me that I order the cake this time because she had heard rumors within the family that the cakes have gone sideways in the past.
Well, we remember the Florida cake story.
Yes.
It's just what she wanted, right?
Interestingly enough, the closest 31 flavors to my parents' house is a drive-through 31 flavors.
Okay.
So there's no, I guess you haven't lived until you've been given a cake through a drive-through window into your vehicle after you've ordered it online. And when I tell you,
it's convenient though.
Yeah, it was fascinating because I don't think enough people order cakes from 31 flavors because the young, and remember, I worked at Baskin Robbins when I was 14 years old.
Right.
So I know the cake game. Like, it's a pain in the butt. They have some Steady Eddie standards that are there, like your mint chocolate chip, your vanilla, your chocolate, but they don't have Jamocha almond fudge center, like this filling.
So do they,
you have to order it ahead of time.
Do they like truck it in or do the kids at that location make it?
Oh, no, no. They truck it in.
Okay.
They truck it in. At my location, we had this next level owner that would claim he would make them himself, but they would just get sent, right? They would get sent to the establishment, the central place. So I tell them, I say, hi. I've pre-ordered.
The Frugal Gourmet, Oscar Santana.
I've pre not cheap. I don't know how much cakes are supposed to cost, but that little cake was $30.
Wow.
Ice cream cake. That's expensive, I thought. No?
Happy Valley, that cake would cost you $15. I'm sorry. Because
of your dues. So I drive up and I say, I know that you probably don't have this in your system because I've tried calling. Nobody answers. I've ordered this 3 days ago online. They're like, oh, we don't have that cake in stock. And I said, no, here's my order number. I show them the screen. I show them the number. I said, this has been prepaid for. There's has to be. And now that was the snafu where I said, this is where you probably lose all respect for me. I said, I've worked here before, and I'm sure you don't want to even deal with this cake situation because it's the last thing you want to do on Easter Sunday.
I have a bit of experience with your corporation. I'm a former employee, and I know you've got that cake back there. Let me ask you this.
Yes.
With your incredible wealth of experience from Baskin Robbins.
Yes.
Did you assume the cake was somewhere on property and they just hadn't found it in the freezer?
That this young buck who looked like any other young buck working their way through any type of fast food situation didn't care about me or anybody there.
He thought you were maybe just rolling up and asking for an ice cream cake.
Correct. And then, gaslighting him, as the kids say, that it's in the freezer. And I know that they have a display freezer where they have all the quarts and pints. And some cakes that are like the favorite flavors.
Yeah, the mint chocolate chip cake. Correct. Right.
I said, young gun, I know that you don't want to deal with me. I get it. And you've looked in the freezer that's displayed. This cake is probably in the main freezer where you keep all of the gallons of ice cream.
Did you say that to him?
Yes.
Okay. What
and
did he say?
And he said, oh, no one's ever called me young gun before. And.
I'll take a look in the other freezer, sir.
So he goes into the freezer, finds my father's cake.
Ah, there you go.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah. I said, they're going to put it there because they don't want anybody to, they don't want you to resell the cake once it's been paid for.
Right.
A lot. That was 30 years ago and that has not changed. So.
Okay. But you got it.
I got the cake.
Oh, that's
I incredible. Get home.
Yes.
The cake reads, happy birthday, Oscar.
We have to take a break. We'll finish this when we come back. Happy birthday.
My father's name is an Oscar.
You know, when you're going for those gourmet products, that's usually what goes down, you know. Hey, Mom, I have to pick up the potatoes at McDonald's. I'll be right back. We'll take a short break and come back with the wonderful Santana family Easter.
How's your balance? Yeah, you're kind of slow getting up from the bed. Yeah. Rah. And here is my walker. This is the deluxe folding walker. You're going to want to put tennis balls on it. Yeah.
Don't settle for just any mobility device. Step up to the Cadillac of Home Assist Aid.
From Spiewak Industries, it's the new Dude Walker.
God damn it.
Shut in no more. Perfect for the convalescent that's hobbled, handicapped, or hampered.
Yes, the Dude Walker combines style and sophistication with solid support and stability.
I'm the dude.
You can get the new Dude Walker along with accessories like catheters and tennis balls from the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the link and you'll be mobile in no time.
I'm walking here!
The new Dude Walker. Walk on!
Caution, some items may have shifted during flight.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, mortgage rates have now hit a 5%. Well, I'm so used to saying hit a 5-year low. No.
Yeah.
Going in the other direction, folks. Mortgage rates have now hit 5%. That's the first time in a decade. And that'll probably be the new floor moving forward. So what does this mean for you? It means that if you're purchasing a new home or looking to consolidate debt, it's more important than ever to work with a team that you can trust. Take my advice and call my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial today. Let me tell you seriously, when we do these endorsement spots for Cornerstone, they are our only really local advertiser that is based out of Washington, D.C. Actually worked in the building we were in. We have all done business with them. Oscar has, Rob has, I have. We have all used them. Many, many of our listeners have done that, too. So as we start to get into this unknown territory, Cornerstone is a great team to work with. I know it because I've had the experience with them. Limited supply and high demand dictates that you work with a company that you can absolutely make sure gives you the best prospect to a potential seller, and that's what Mark and his team can do for you. No two scenarios are the same, and you need a company that will get down to the nitty-gritty of your specific situation, because everybody's always in different situations when it comes to this, whether it's a purchase or refinance. Plus, with their no-obligation rate quote, AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, why would you call anyone else? And we can tell you, because we've used them, that they are terrific. Whether a purchase or refinance, call Cornerstone First Financial, the number one choice of TMOS and all of our listeners, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Thank you, Cornerstone First Financial. Look, in this market, you never know. Yes, housing prices are up. Mortgage rates are up. It's when you have an opportunity that you have to work fast with. I wouldn't call anybody else. That's the truth, Ruth. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. When last we checked in with the Santana Gourmet Easter celebration, Oscar had gotten a birthday cake for his father that had Oscar's own name on it.
Yes.
When did you discover? So when they hand you the cake, it's in cardboard.
Through a drive-through. There's no look-through window. I'm just happy that they had it.
You pass it across your body, put it on the seat next to you, and you're off.
I'm off. I text the family.
When did you discover that it didn't have your dad's
name? Well, probably as I'm plating the cake next to my family. And this is when you have, this is a game time decision, people. I'm at the kitchen island. They're at the table. My mom's telling me how to plate a cake, which is pretty simple for an ice cream cake.
Is it melty or is it solid? No, it's still solid.
And I... Dad getting excited? And my dad's like, oh, yeah, he's pumped because this is what he wanted. Right. And I'm like, oh, God damn it. You effed this up again. How did the hell did you figure this out? I thought I filled it out right. It says my name, not my dad's name. So I make the audible.
Right.
Where I take what feels like 80 different candles we have at the house. And I use the candles and I start pushing, I scrape off my name, and then I take these regular, think about regular birthday candles.
This is like in the kitchen before you bring it to the table.
Yes. And I'm panicked, but I need to do something.
In the new gourmet kitchen.
Yes. So I say, you know what? I'm going to take these candles and I'm going to use three of them to make a D. for dad, for D, A. Mm-hmm. So I just start pushing them into the ice cream cake.
What an incredibly astute little move there. Did you pull it off?
I pulled it off. And then I put the other candles that we would light, because you can't light the ones that are embedded into the top of the cake, right?
So you spelled out, like Tom Hanks in Castaway on the beach, you spelled out dad
Dodd,
in there?
Dodd. Yeah, I thought about Poppy, but I didn't have enough candles. So
did you take the O from Oscar and like put a long candle down to make the
I
A?
I scraped it off, so it looked like something happened, but it said Dodd.
Did you decide at any point that you were going to bring the cake over to the table and immediately cut into it and go, okay, let's not pay attention to it?
No, because they had
he's got to do the whole thing. Happy birthday
to you.
We got to
sing in Spanish and English.
Cumpleaños feliz.
Papi.
Papi.
So we sing it, and my dad's like, oh, I've never seen a decoration like this.
Cumpleaños to Oscar, who's not his father.
He goes, it's so strange they would just put the candles right into the top of this thing.
So he picked up on it right away.
I said, I don't know. I was like, the kid that was there looked shady, Dad. I'm so sorry.
What about your mom, the Osprey, who like doesn't miss anything from a high height? You know, she's what's she saying?
My
while
mom
this is going
knew
on?
Something was afoot from day one. Because she
messed up the cake, Oscar.
But she wasn't going to ruin it. She told me after the fact that you did something wrong. What was on the cake before? And I said, oh, they put my name by accident. She says, I knew this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen, right?
If you had gotten the Florida cake, it would have been perfect. What is his real name?
Jose Luis. Name?
It's Jose Luis?
Yes.
And that's the full name, Jose Luis?
Yes.
That's a lot to put on a cake.
It's a lot to put on a cake.
A pimply-faced kid at the Baskin-Robbins wouldn't get that.
They probably want Oscar.
I meant to ask you, this is my foodie question. Yeah. What was you talked about mom's great food. What's her big specialty?
She had a lamb. Rack of lamb, right?
Hello.
And then for those that don't like lamb, hello. Mm-hmm.
You are such a toddler with food.
She made the filet, which is beautiful, that I've had a zillion times that we love.
Give a steak and a chicken finger to the little brat boy.
And then she had potatoes, corn. It was more of a grilling affair than actual.
Yeah. Look, I went to your house that wonderful. One time where you had the grilling stuff.
Yeah,
fantastic. Well, happy Easter
top
to
five.
You and the entire
family. And the cake was saved.
Fam. That's the cake was saved as you jam the candles in
with my big thumbs.
Yeah. Yeah. What could possibly go wrong if you're if you're getting a cake from a fast food joint, which is really what Baskin Robbins is. Hey, we'll be back. We've got Soundtown coming up right here. You're listening to the Mike O'Bara Show. Whoa, whoa, everybody. Jamocha almond fudge. Yum.
Whose castle is this?
Presenting the Twitch Amato Promo Palace.
Come on in.
I'm Twitch.
And I'm Amato.
Oh! They're a fine bunch of boys.
Hell,
they ain't even old-timey.
Twitch Amato Promo Palace.
Where else would you expect to find a couple old queens?
That boy's good.
Now your favorite 4 minutes of TMOS are available as a hilarious new Facebook page.
And also available on Instagram.
Internet. TikTok.
Hear all of your favorites, never-before-seen animations, exclusive previews, alternate takes, and never-before-aired promos deemed too hot for TMOS.
For a good time, come on by and follow us so you never miss a promo.
The Twitch Amato Promo Palace.
How was that? It was good for me. Was it good for you?
That's awesome. Keep it coming, boys. That's Jim Amato and Mark Riddell. Well done, fellas. And you got a guy in Pittsburgh. You got a guy out in California. They're doing a great job. Hey, do you ever feel like you're unsatisfied with what you have? You want more? More's better, right? More's fun.
Oh, yeah.
More's the best thing to have. Dear friends, why be content? Best Fiends always satisfies your need for more. More puzzles, more fun. The more you play, the more characters you collect. And new characters and challenging puzzles are added all the time. Plus, there are tons of fun events where you can win huge in-game rewards with thousands of levels. You literally can play as long as you want and never get bored. And once you download Best Fiends, you can play anywhere. Even without an internet connection, which is great if you're stuck without Wi-Fi. It's perfect, for example, if you're recuperating at home. I hear Rob is on level 5920. Rob wrote this commercial. Rob is on 5920. It's called Stealing Sweets. And he's battling boxes and slugs and, wait for it, candy canes. This is bananas. Download Best Fiends free from the App Store or Google Play. Plus, earn even more with $5 worth of in-game rewards when you reach level 5. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S. You are going to love it. Sound Town.
What a sound.
Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Sound Town.
Oh, boy. You know, our local preschools and kindergartens, full swing, winding down the school year now. What do you think it would be like if a one of the lovely little crumb crunchers from kindergarten brought tequila to school?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I think it was like one of those tequila mixers or something, you know, that maybe the young one thought it was a juice box, but well, listen up.
He claims she drank 4 to 5 sips. Right. She feel like a little woozy. She's a little dizzy when we went in there with the principal. We asked her, was she okay? How did she feel? She said a little dizzy. She said the girl poured it in her cup and she drank it, and then the girl ended up telling her what it was. So she went to the teacher and told the teacher that it's liquor in this cup, and the teacher gave her like a funny face. I'm not sure if they short-staffed or whatever, but, you know, it shouldn't have happened.
Nah, yeah.
But, I agree. Yeah. Those mixers don't look like juice boxes.
No,
there.
No, they look like candy. I mean, yeah. You know, it's a very, it's totally obvious the way something like this could go down. So, anyway, are you ready for some tax day jokes
Please.
From Alexa? All right, get ready for
Today.
Bad jokes told by a computer.
Why did the IRS audit the chiropractor? Because he owed them back taxes. Where do homeless accountants live? In tax shelters. Why don't skunks pay taxes? They only have 1 cent. Did you hear about tax day? 50 Cent just changed his name to Quarter. How many accountants does it take to change a light bulb? As many as it took last year. What kind of taxes are there on trash bags? Hefty ones. And no one is glad about it.
There you go. Thanks, Alexa. Appreciate that. There's a divorce attorney. This is a viral video, and a divorce attorney is talking about the type of woman that you're going to settle down with. And he's got some theories about why a man, when you go on a date, should whip out his wallet and pay the check. Because he said it will tell you something. This is a very nasty man who's doesn't believe in love, but let's listen to what he has to say.
Your date may very well be the person you end up marrying. So let's say at the end of the date, you pull out your wallet, you offer to pay, and your date just sits there. What did you just learn? You just learned that the person in front of you is entitled and frankly has the audacity to expect a near stranger to pay for them. And just imagine how someone like that will treat their significant other. Spouse for a low, low price of $20, $30, $40. You learned that the person in front of you does not have the basic courtesy to pretend to offer to pay.
Denny Crane, ladies and gentlemen, there's Denny Crane. So he's saying if you whip out the wallet and you pay and the person doesn't even make an offer and it's a first date, you might have trouble down the road. I'm not sure I buy into that.
I think that's too broad. I had a girlfriend once that would. And mind you, I was shocked when it happened. Would be like, no, let me take care of this. And I was like, whoa, blew my mind.
When I went on my first date with Carla, I was just delighted that she was there early. That was a big deal.
Big
for
win.
Me, you know, I went beyond the old pay the check. And I don't remember. I actually don't remember. You know, if you got a bunch of guys thinking that, you might not have a lot of romances there. It's still chivalry.
It's chivalry.
It's still
right?
being polite. And you saw where manners, it's a well-mannered thing to do. It's a throwback to the old days. You know, I mean, I'm watching Anatomy of a Scandal right now on Netflix. You know, hold the door like Oscar does and offer to pay the check and don't overanalyze it. That sounds like a very bitter divorce lawyer we have here. Let me tell you something about myself you might not know. Might totally surprise you. But if I was out there, if I was out in California, I probably, even in my 60th year, well, maybe 10 years ago, I would have loved to go to Coachella. I would love to go and see the people and see the artists. It just does look like a pretty amazing time had by everybody out there. And Harry Styles, the dreamy Harry Styles, gets up on stage and kills it. With a throwback artist, Shania Twain. when they do Feels Like a Woman. And this just sounds like a bunch of people who are young people looking back to the old days and having a fantastic time. From that kindergartner, will you please? Fantastic.
The venue is the attraction, right? The polo grounds that they have it on?
Just I don't know. I mean, all I know is I see pictures of these wonderful outfits that the women are wearing. And I just say to myself, how much fun. They do this like borderline hippie kind of out there. People are dressing as elaborate. What a wonderful, happy, joyous.
It's an influencer haven, yes.
Event. Right, an influencer haven. They're all out there. But I mean, it just looks like everybody's having it. And I'm sure people pass out and puke and all that stuff they do at a concert. But it looks like fun. It really looks like fun.
I agree.
Bill Maher has a stand-up special right now on HBO. I'm a fan of Bill Maher. I don't know. Bill Maher is transitioning to being a real curmudgeon. Probably has been, but it's going to be fun to watch because I think his politics are getting a lot more moderate and a lot more perhaps understanding of the right, as a lot of these people, you know, that I hang around and play golf with. Yeah, the communists are coming. Listen to Bill Maher, though, talking about the way it was. I love it when comedians look back, especially when they happen to be over 60.
Every generation is the what were you thinking generation. You know, first time I flew to this city, I smoked on the plane. Really? Who thought that was a good idea, smoking? I'll tell you who, everybody. Everybody was completely fine with it. It's just what we did. You know, I mean, doctors used to do cigarette ads. I'm not kidding. You can look up an old Life magazine.
Yep.
A lung surgeon needs steady hands. I swear you can find that. They used to put heroin in cough medicine and cocaine in soft drinks. That was not a bad idea. My mother drank during her pregnancy and I came out perfectly normal. Why is that funny?
That's Bill Maher. We got to get out of here. Hey, thank you, everybody. Appreciate that. Hey, Pony, have you talked to Mr. Spiewak? Is he going to be joining us tomorrow?
Oh, he absolutely should be. He damn well
better
be. That's
wonderful. I look forward to damn well better be. Regardless of health issues. We got to get out of here. Thanks for a wonderful show today. Appreciate it, everybody. Hope you had a fantastic Easter and you enjoy your Easter Monday, which I still haven't been able to figure out yet. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and Ponyboy Matt Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody. I got to go work out.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That's right, I'm working out today.
Who cares? Nobody gives a crap.